This is May the 26th, 1954. I want to talk to you this morning about a very important subject, commands, orders, and their function in the formation of universes, their role in aberration, and their investigation and treatment by the auditor. This subject is important, you will realize, simply by realizing that Book 1 was exclusively devoted to these two things, the command and the energy. By that we had engrams, we have facsimiles, and so forth. Those are energy masses which have meaning, which can take on a command value. Now, meaning is not command. A postulate is not command. Command is a specialized form of postulate. It is a specialized form of meaning. It is a third dynamic postulate. The definition of a command is a third dynamic postulate. We do not investigate commands until we investigate the third dynamic. We must realize immediately that to get a preclear down to the first dynamic is a very difficult task, in that you have a semblance of a third dynamic even if the thetan has machinery. So we exteriorize this preclear, and he is still on a third dynamic basis to some degree, because he is in communication with his machines and he has granted them beingness and they have personality. This factor, by the way, is responsible for preclears believing they are haunted by demons and devils. Their own machinery talks to them. And that's about all there is to demonology and so forth. It's been a very romantic subject, has existed for many thousands of years, but it boils down to this. An effort to explain commands, which are otherwise hidden in terms of source. An effort to determine the source of these hidden commands has given rise not only to demons and devils, but to all sorts of bric-a-brac up and down the track in various activities. Command, a third dynamic postulate. You'd have to get the individual stripped down as a thetan to where he knew who he was, and that he was a unit, and that he was operating himself, and that he himself was operating his machinery in order to obtain a first dynamic. So, in essence, when we are studying Homo sapiens, we are studying a third dynamic unit, not even a group of Homo sapiens. Just one Homo sapiens is a third dynamic unit. He is a thetan plus body. The body itself has its machinery. The thetan has his machinery. The body may be composed of many, 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 many life forms. It's a tremendous recruiting mechanism. When we realize that, I don't know exactly what the count is, but some terribly minute bit of semen, for instance, has in it just to be active and alive and to be functional in the reproduction of a new organism has to have in it 3.2 billion beings. 3.2 billion sperm. And this is such a minute and microscopic bit, you might say, of semen that it would have to be looked at with a microscope. Now, there is just one part of the body, one functioning activity of the body. And I have no other data at the moment to give you a comparison with, because we take a drop of blood. How many, quote, life forms or possible first dynamics do we have in that drop of blood? And is it possible that each one of these, if exteriorized and separated to his machines, would only then become a first dynamic? The greatest complexity about life is not its scarcity, but its tremendous abundance in the form of individuality. And this very abundance, of course, forms on every hand a third dynamic problem. When you audit a preclear, you are auditing a third dynamic problem. You are not auditing any other kind of problem, so just drop it right there. Auditing is third dynamic. It's a third dynamic problem. It works when it is audited as a third dynamic problem. When we have an auditor sitting there and a preclear as a group, which is third dynamic, and so forth. Auditing is not a first dynamic situation at all. The preclear is aberrated in the first place because he is unduly concerned over something he is protecting, which is to say a body or some organism, form, shape, meaning, symbol, and he is aberrated simply because he is hiding, protecting, or trying to own. He has no concern whatsoever on the first dynamic. There are no first dynamic concerns. A Thetan lives forever. He cannot do otherwise than survive. Of course, he can change his mind. He can forget his past. He can vary and alter himself in all directions, but his central identity is evidently a total immortality. And this is one of the most burdening facts that he can possibly face, is that he is going to live forever, regardless of what he does about it. Now, he naturally then tries to fight back against survival and winds up as an enforced survival. He gets into this kind of a situation. Well, all right. If we have, then, a third dynamic problem throughout, what would be the common denominator of aberration with regard to this third dynamic? In the terms of meaning, in the terms of postulate, it would be commands. In the terms of objects, it would be energy and space. So we have two things here. We have meanings and we have mechanics. And the significances, the meanings, the postulates, whatever you want to refer to this as, because we don't much care about our English at this moment. We get the idea. We're talking about thought, thought in its various aspects. What is common here, or what is the bridge between thought and mechanics? What are mechanics? Mechanics are space, energy, objects, motion, time. These are the mechanical things of thought, and these you address with regard to that. All right, now thought itself then is composed of several component parts, and these various component parts, however, break down mainly to a simple thing, just command, that's all. They break down to command where they bridge into mechanics. The effort of thought to command brings about mechanics. The manifestation of space, energy, and objects comes about because of the postulate known as command. An effort to command activity in control. Command, that's the bridge. That's the bridge between thought and mechanics. Our effort is to yank the preclear out of the field of mechanics and into the field of thought, where he can know freely, where he can change his mind, and where he can create and destroy instead of just survive. Now, that's our goal. Now, how bad off's the preclear? He's as bad off as he has communication lags, isn't he? Well, he has many communication lags as he's agreed with mechanics. How bad off then is the preclear? He's as bad off as he has gotten into the realm of mechanics, space, energy, objects, and is stuck with these things. What is the matter with the preclear? Mechanics. What's right with him? Thought. Which is senior? Obviously, very obviously, thought. This is a complete reversal, by the way, on medical philosophy, if you can dignify the maunderings of the last few decades as philosophy. The medical philosophy says, function is everything. There's nothing causative, nothing cause, nothing know-how. It's just about that idiotic. It's not true. A few demonstrations whereby function is altered by thought can demonstrate that thought is kingpin. we can view this from the field of function and then consider, of course, that function is monitored by thought. And we can view this from thought and find out that thought is monitored by function. And these are interactive forevermore, on and on and on. It is not true. Thought can exist independent of function. It is not a viewpoint we are assuming here. Viewpoints come about through mechanics. And they come about only in the existence of thought. So, as we look over our problem, we have to narrow it down to the fact that thought forms a bridge into mechanics, and mechanics are composed of thought. Therefore, we would say that a system of some sort has entered into thought, which has become mechanics, and if this is what is wrong with the preclear, then what's wrong with him is a system. He's got a system. That's what's wrong with it. Now, you take a step level 55. That's twice as bad as a 5. He's going to insist on mechanical arrangements to a tremendous degree. He's going to insist on systems. Systems, 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 systems. And you try to turn him loose into a free field where there, things aren't codified and so forth, and he gets very unhappy indeed. Now, if we find one of these fellows who is in terrible shape, you know, he's gone on and on and on for ages and ages, and or he's made a bunch of considerations which have put him into bad shape from our viewpoint as an auditor. You see, it could just be us that say that people are in bad shape. Of course, it's enough for us to audit them if they're just in bad shape, if we say so. You know, we say people are in bad shape so we can audit them. I mean, we can do that. Or we could go around and convince everybody's in bad shape and then audit him. We wouldn't even have to produce a result. It so happens that auditing does strike into the depths of and resolve a complexity of system by introducing back into the preclear again the system that got him that way and letting him run it out. The only thing you're throwing at the preclear is the system that got him that one. Scientology is a codification of that system in such a form as to undo the system. Scientology is the game that ends games. You can also make games. Don't lose sight of that. You can make more games with Scientology because you know above the system itself the system that created it, which is to say ARC. And if you just know this system, ARC, you could create all kinds of games and all kinds of universes. So we won't go into whether we're doing something worthwhile or not. We definitely are. But what are we hitting? What are we trying to solve in this preclear? What are we trying to get out of this preclear? We're trying to get out of his terrific agreement with system, mechanics, space. Why, if he can have space simply by knowing he has space, if he can have energy by knowing he has energy, if he can have objects by knowing he has objects, what are we doing trying to rehabilitate the objects, the energy, and the space which he does have? That'd be a nonsense. If a fellow could have all the fire engines in the world, you wouldn't spend all of your time trying to patch up one 1898 fire engine for him, would you? So our level of knowingness, then, in the preclear, is our immediate target. Well, what has deteriorated the level of knowingness? Well, we have self-determinism and other determinism. There's nothing wrong with self-determinism and other determinism. That in itself furnishes interest, randomity, and so forth. But it can become so gluey, so stuck, so involved, so complex that the preclear can't find his way around and he doesn't know what's self-determined, what's other determined. It's only his lack of knowingness concerning his orientation that is at fault here. Well, what's wrong with other determinism? The way you make randomity, the way you make something unpredictable, is to permit it to command you. And then forget you did it. And you'll have randomity every time. Now, here we have command at work. ARC. He recognized that as an individual seeks to relay a thought or postulate from Unit 1 to Unit 2, as a first dynamic unit one, he converts into a third dynamic unit two. He's a group. He's a group right away. As soon as he seeks to command unit two. The moment he seeks to level any control at unit two, why, there he is into command. As soon as he tries to start, stop, and change unit two, he's into this command function. And his wish to do so brings about space. His consistent doing so and his effort to discover something to continue to make it possible for him to do so brings about energy. And his downright insistence that he go on commanding Unit 2 from Unit 1 brings about a collapse of the line on an object. Space, energy, objects all derive from the effort to push through and make stick a command. And there we have the process by which third dynamics are created. Individual sets up something over there and he says, I'm going to order that around now. Of course, if he just set it up over there, he was just in the field of aesthetics. He didn't care whether he commanded it or not. He's all right. There's nothing wrong with that. But now he objects to, he resists, and here we get resistance, something it is doing, and so he desires himself to start, stop, and change its activity. And the moment he has this, he is trying to start, stop, and change it. He first does it with a postulate. And then he does it maybe with a little beam. And then he starts shoving it real hard. And because the distance is too great to really regulate a good control of it, he has to move over and start pushing it hard. And here you have the deterioration of ARC. Now let's look how ARC goes to pieces on another angle in communication. Naturally, the effort to control, or the desire, I say the effort to control, it's a misnomer, the desire to control is in itself an abandonment of trust. Just like that. So one's affinity for the thing has broken away. Just like that. There goes his affinity. When his affinity deteriorates, of course, you get actually less possible distance between C and E. You get a smaller triangle. And here we have agree and disagree. It must be that he's disagreeing with this thing in order to want to control it. There must be something it's doing he doesn't agree with, or he wouldn't try to control it at all. So, of course, there we get a deterioration of reality with regard to it. He's got to make it into something else because it isn't real anymore. And we get a deterioration of the distance factor in communication. And then in communication itself, because it's refusing to duplicate him, communication deteriorates. As it doesn't duplicate him perfectly, duplication being an integral part of communication, you must have at effect what you send from cause, you get this remarkable circumstance that he's got to control it further because it isn't duplicating. So communication itself deteriorates. How perverted could a communication get? Total crunch. Now here is ARC just on a postulate level becoming mechanics. They become mechanics as soon as you set up something to view. And immediately above the ARC triangle is the definition of space, which is viewpoint of dimension. Command doesn't enter into this, however, until an individual conceives that he is going to put something there to command, or having put something there, that he should command it. Now, this is elementary. And if you could just see this clearly, a tremendous amount would happen in your case, just by looking at it. Now, wherever you have an individual forced to command continually, really against his own determinism, you get a deterioration of ARC and a deterioration of case level, which is tremendous. If you don't believe this, sometime try to process an ex-sergeant or an ex-naval officer, an ex-military man. Try at this moment to process anybody who has assumed, from having fulfilled an army career, who has assumed a political level. And you will discover immediately that this fellow, this new dictator or new president or new great cheese or something of the sort of the country, has gone to pieces in terms of ARC to such a degree that he would be a menace not only to himself, but to everyone around him. That isn't talking about any particular figure in existence today. It's just this man has a system of command in the military, and when he steps over into the political, he is facing a much wider, broader triangle than he has ever faced before, and he won't like it. And it will upset him because it won't duplicate him. All he has to do in the military is write down two words on a piece of paper. He deserted his post in the face of the enemy. Shoot him. All right, he can't do that when he gets into the field of politics. He said, now, if you citizens would like to, it's all right with me, after you've tried him and so forth and so on, if the mechanics and machinery of the judiciary work out, it's all right to pass the kind of penalty which is called for by law under these circumstances, provided it hasn't been modified by newspaper publicity formerly. You'd get that man going frantic. He'd go mad under such an impact, wouldn't he? And you get these people, some general, perfectly good fellow, suddenly comes into power someplace or another, accidentally or on purpose. He quite accidentally finds himself the political command of an area or something of the sort. And it's not the same man a few months later. It's just not the same man. What's happened here? He's not only changed his system of command, but he has tried to move into a different type of ARC, not a different type, but I mean a different dimension, ARC triangle. And what would be his reaction? His reaction is try to close that gap with the civilians. Try to close that gap. See, try to get that duplicated. You know? And he'd have to use eventually more and more force. And if he were not permitted to use that force entirely, he would then go to pieces because he's being denied the means by which he can make his commands valid. The only means he understands. Military police or something. He's being denied this. And he'll just go to pieces in the face of this sort of thing. And it's a very, very deteriorating thing. There's a chap, by the way, who is very, very badly maligned in spite of his former antecedents and so forth. This fellow by the name of Franco. And Spain today under Franco is so much better off than it's been in the last 38 years. This isn't me closing terminals with fascism. It just happens to be the plain, observed truth. It's so much better off under Franco than it's been for 38, 40 years that the people themselves that you would most expect to object and so on, they're quite happy about it. There's a tremendous amount of free speech in the country. People go around talking about Franco and laughing at him, and nobody's doing anything to him. The place is just lousy with communists, to be colloquial. None of them arrested. They're all walking around loose. And Franco's taking it easy. But poor Franco. He has gone to pieces to a large degree physiologically. He's not gone to pieces mentally, but he's gone to pieces physiologically. He was a fairly good-looking fellow very early in his career, just a few years ago. And his effort to get any kind of a direct command line through the populace and try to get them to understand what he's doing has practically blown him to pieces. He's almost doubled in weight. He is quite, you might say, unenergetic, really. He just doesn't do much. This is Cocky El Guadillo. Oh, yeah? No, it's not. He's met this thing. Why am I talking about generals? Because they have entered into a horrible finality in this stage. They are an example to end all examples. A man would only become a general in the first place if he was anxious about making his own postulate stick. The preclear who cannot command himself doesn't know who he is anymore. When he can't command those things immediately intimate to him, he just doesn't know who he is or where he's going or what he's doing or anything else. He just snapped the whole ARC triangle in. No distance, and we find out that he has no space. We find out he has no perception, and we find out he has dislike and suspicion. He can't be other people easily and so forth. What's happened here is just the ARC triangle. He can't agree with agreement either. That's right. I mean, it's to a point where he can't even agree with agreeing. We get the ARC triangle snapped down to the degree that he has tried to make his commands good. And that's all there is to it, because they haven't been. It's a one-way flow, Thetan to body, and it's a bad duplication system. A Thetan has no form, a body has form. So a Thetan trying to command a body is something with no form trying to communicate with something with form. And so, of course, you don't get a Thetan at ease at all about commanding a body. That he's in a frantic state about commanding a body. He'd have to be, because he can never get a communication completely duplicated. Nothing ever arrives at source. Why? I mean, nothing ever arrives at source in its original form. Why? Because the basic communication from the Thetan to the body says, no form, and at E, on the cause-to-effect line, we get form. And he would object to this every time he communicated to some slight degree. So his command function over the body would go to pieces, but much more primarily, much more elementarily, space itself, energy, and objects, action, motion, and the interrelationship of symbols all come about when postulates have reached their lowest ebb and have become mechanics. And they reach that lowest ebb and become mechanics at the level of command. There is the point. And that is why we could run an engram and make a well preclear. We took the commands out of the energy. The energy was force, which was exerting itself, causing pain, discomfort, unconsciousness, and anything else on the preclear. We were taking that force and we were deleting from it its command value over the preclear. It even says that in book one. It says that in book one. Now, our command value over the preclear, by a facsimile, is the only thing important about that facsimile. Facsimile without command value has no importance. And a third dynamic goes to pieces only when the exertion of command has deteriorated the situation until we are no longer able to differentiate who is commanding what. And I mean that very literally. We don't know what source and what is effect. And the triangle has deteriorated until it's collapsed on itself and inverted. And only at that time does the third dynamic become arduous and insupportable. And that's what we have to solve as auditors.